Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We react to a craptastic Sunday in Chicago. Hi, JP.
Hello. Yeah, yesterday sucked.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it. Yesterday sucked. And we are now back to revisiting all the different penalties you can have in a game. They're getting, all of a sudden play clocks are winding down and then passing zero on kickoff play. Like it's just a combination of suck,
man. I'm just so glad that we've just coached our way out of special teams problems.
I mean, it never ends. And Duvernay seemed like he was the world's greatest returner I've ever seen. What the hell was that
he
about?
He was guaranteed to get to the 40 and then some every kick.
When it rains, it pours, but that will go down as one of those very forgettable Browns games, but also one of those games where it's just like, how do they get worse? How does this continue to look worse? How do they always seem to one-up the idea that they can't possibly fall on the sword this many times, and they just continue to do it?
Yeah, it's funny. I think that there are people that might have checked out yesterday. And no, I'm not just talking about the Cleveland Browns and their coaching staff. I'm talking about Browns fans.
Yeah, because the team looked like they checked out, too.
It felt like as the game went on, there was a lot of anger. I saw a lot of anger on those social media streets. But I also saw a lot of, well, the Browns have checked out, so why am I here? I think, to me, for Kevin Stefanski, who I've already fired, by the way. I've already said that. I can't double down or triple down on his firing, although fire Kevin Stefanski. So to me, what yesterday represented was the basic premise that Kevin had to show me. Kevin had a chance to prove me wrong. My whole biggest issue with Kevin was not who calls plays, who doesn't. It's not, did he order the code red on Baker Mayfield? Did he single-handedly set up the Deshaun trade or not? My whole point with Kevin is he is only as good as the talent that he has.
Right.
And that's because of his leadership style. He's not a leader. He is effectively the offensive version of Joe Woods. Joe Woods could not be bothered to establish relationships with his players on defense because he just wanted to be watching film and scheming things up.
And then you wondered how Andrew Sandejo happened.
But this is what Kevin is. So he had a chance, though, to prove me wrong in these final four games of the season. Don't lose the team. Don't get embarrassed. Play through the final whistle. And yesterday, there were about seven guys on that team playing to the final whistle, one of which is going to take an incredible amount of crap this week from fans and from people who just don't like the guy anyways. And that would be Shedeur Sanders. We'll get to his performance right now. Or we'll get to his performance today, obviously. But the point is, when you cannot even be bothered to lead your guys or communicate or honestly just answer for your insane failure, like we can't get a wristband right with a quarterback, that even dudes who've been covering this game for 30 years are mystified that that happened.
Well, what was that answer too, by the way? That was like, he said no, and then yes, and then yes, and then like they had to follow it up. I think he thought that was going to be sufficient. Saying no and then yes twice was a sufficient answer for what happened on that. The whole thing was a joke. The whole thing absolutely stunk. Stefanski, this puts to bed any sort of how much credit does Stefanski get conversation, by the way. Notice those people are awfully quiet after a game like that. Like, it's just, it's embarrassing. The whole thing is embarrassing.
Yeah, and here, what the ultimate embarrassment is, I no longer think Kevin Stefanski is fit to coach this team the rest of the way. With three games, and I do think things matter. I think
if you were the person that was like, hey, he's got to be there for continuity's sake. Yes. He's got to be there because, look, he's helping out Chador, and he's doing this, and he's doing that. Hogwash. All that, miss me on that stuff.
Yeah, and you can't tell me that Kevin Stefanski's representatives putting it out there about how hot of a candidate he's going to be if he gets fired here. You can't tell me that's not a part of what we saw yesterday.
He's hurting way more than he's helping right now.
So we got checked out, Kevin, and I'll be honest with you. I didn't really care that much about the wristband thing. Do I think it was a factor? Yes. Do I think field position and the ever, I mean, this ongoing cluster, you know what, that is this special teams unit, is that the bigger issue? Yeah. They started at the two, then there were two dumb penalties that took them from the two to the half yard mark. No one can succeed like that, but I can deal with all of that. But here's the thing that Kevin Stefanski hasn't learned in 7 years. Or sorry, 6 years. Don't want to give him too much credit. But here's the thing he hasn't learned. When you're good, you give me every cliche you got. You lie to my face and tell me that I'm dumb. Do it as much as you want. But when you are bad, and specifically, when you are league worst bad for 2 years in a row, no. Have an answer, dog.
He's not going to have an answer, Nick. That's not who he is. He has been, at least I'll say this, he's been consistent with the idea that he wants to give us absolutely nothing. It wears thin when you're winning. It wears thin when you're losing in a major way, though. Well, and this is all we're seeing.
Hey, guys, he grew up with WIP.
He doesn't care.
He knows. He knows again, how to, he's not going to get got by
he
us.
He doesn't care. That's the whole part of this. The big slap in the face the entire time. He doesn't care. He doesn't care that he doesn't give any answers. He knows what he can and what he has to answer for there, and he doesn't. In his mind, he doesn't have to give us anything, and so he doesn't. He consistently doesn't. But then he can't turn around and wonder why people aren't on his side right now.
There are valid reasons why that game was not going to end up being a win. Valid reasons. I'd love to just accept and say we're on to Buffalo, right? Would love to. Cannot. Because the truth is, players don't lose their jobs despite repeated mistakes. Coaches don't lose their jobs despite repeated mistakes. Executives don't lose their job despite the worst trade in the NFL, in NFL history, and bringing in character risks that immediately prove they shouldn't have been brought in here. Accountability is a real thing. And this Ivy League crap, and I'll be honest with you, it doesn't seem to happen in Major League Baseball. But this ethos, this corporate crap that people bring in here of, well, no one's really accountable because we're all accountable, right? We all have our individual jobs, and it is so much easier. Kumbaya crap. No, there is no accountability here. And it does start absolutely at the top, but I can't fire Jimmy Haslam. All right? I will be dealing with iterations of Haslams probably till the day I die. But I can fire a head coach who can't explain a simple mishap with a wrist card, who comes out and coaches like he's from a freaking coma. I can fire that guy. And the fact that he isn't fired today is absolutely another notch in the belt of Mr. Accountability Jimmy Haslam.
All right. Did it feel good?
Felt pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only so many weeks in a row we can come in here yelling about firing Stefanski.
Yeah, but now I'm firing Stefanski today.
Is that it? It's where I kind of, no part of this is, this isn't brand new territory. We're hardly discovering new land. It's like they find a new low. We yell about the new low. We get angry about the new low. But the reality is that there's no cleaning this up the rest of this season. And the change that has to happen will take place this offseason. And then we're going to gear up and we're going to have to go from there. But in the meanwhile, you do. You get slapped in the face a little bit. And that just is what it is.
I understand why you're saying what you're saying. The final three games matter. There are players playing for something, and I'd like it if it was the majority of the roster playing for something.
But that's the sad part, though, is that the majority of the roster didn't seem like they were playing for something on Sunday.
I don't know if I'd go the majority.
There was a lot of players that weren't. Like, I watched that Bengals game, too. It was going on at the same time. Bengals looked like there weren't nearly enough players. Like, this is the time of the year where a lot of players do. They just seem like they check out. frigid cold temperatures, everything that was associated with that game. Like the Bears came out and looked like they needed that game. That was a 40% swing in their playoff chances. They needed that game. They were playing way harder than the Browns were.
Yeah, and it's just like, even, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not here to pile on Jerry Jeudy. We'll get to his answer at some point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Jerry Jeudy took 7 points off the board with yet another Jerry Jeudy play. And I believe he played about 90% of the snaps yesterday. Oh, okay. Accountability. And here's the thing. I don't know, and this is the I don't know, I can't prove it definitively. I don't know that if I made Jim Schwartz the interim head coach today, or just anybody, you could make it Larry in accounting for all I care. I don't know that all of a sudden the team would start playing hard the final three games of the season.
Right.
I just know they're not going to play hard the final three games of the season with Kevin Stefanski as a head coach. And if you can spare me three games of, we got to coach better, we got to play better, all the while your team is giving up and has visions of Cabo dancing in their head, would that make me a little happier to see if something could spark this team? When I say spark the team, I'm not talking. Listen. We normalize a lot in this town. I can't normalize not competing. I can't. And Kevin Stefanski's Cleveland Browns for 2025 have not competed consistently. And that is 100% at the feet of Kevin Stefanski.
Well, they put themselves behind the eight ball so often. I mean, like, we're going to talk about that first drive, and with good reason. We already mentioned the two penalties that happened. I mean, before you'd done anything, you were trailing in the game, and then your offense gets the ball, and you're just set behind the eight ball. Like, you had no chance, but it's these penalties that continue just to kill them. Then you really had no run game yesterday either. That's another component to all this, because you're starting four backup offensive linemen. So you have no run game. Your quarterback didn't look particularly good. Whether that's his fault or not, we can discuss a little bit later on. And it just kind of felt like you had nothing. Nothing was going on. And like, Stefanski was out of answers, and he knows it.
Yeah, and I think what is frustrating is there were guys making plays. Carson Schwechter continues to be fantastic. Miles made a couple plays yesterday on top of the 1.5 sacks that he had. I understand that Denzel wasn't out there. I understand.
Right, that's another thing. You're missing seven different guys.
And
seven starters are out.
Seven guys that matter. I really do. I understand. You didn't have competitive fight. There was one guy. No, well, no,
true.
I don't want to say one guy. There was maybe 10 guys yesterday that had a competitive fight.
Well, and
that's back on the head coach.
We fought about the idea before the season if you could be a competitive three-win team or not, because I said a competitive three-win team doesn't exist, but that's what you wanted. You wanted them to be a competitive three-win team, at least look like they were competitive while winning three games. They have not lived up to that at all.
216-474-0092. As we start the show here, was that the final straw for Stefanski? I didn't think I'd get to a point where I'd want him fired in season, but again, let's just run out the string, right? But why try and evaluate anybody? Because you can't evaluate. There's no one you can evaluate when guys aren't playing hard enough. And it's not even that. I hate putting it on that because that puts it on the players. No, when guys do not have the competitive fire and guys don't look like they're playing for anyone, let alone their futures, but certainly not the head coach. But was that the final straw for Stefanski?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.